This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Evening, you tuned into Listening Pleasures, and I'm glad you have. We have some live guitar. Mr. Pink is in the studio with, well, I don't know, you're Mr. Pink's keeper, are you, maybe?
I guess we could call me Mr. Pink's keeper.
This is Tommy Cross across from me. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's always great to see you, and a very exciting things coming up for you. Maybe sometime this summer, fall, an album.
I'm working on that guy for a little while now. Just kind of hoping it's finally come together. Finished the mastering stuff. It's looking for someone to distribute, and then we'll see what happens come the end of summer here.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear, most if not all the songs off of that album, a little bit of live in the studio tonight. So Tommy, how did you get started on this whole music thing?
Oh, man. Music has been part of my life since I was literally just a little kid. I was like singing with the songs on the radio, you know, air guitar in a way, and having just a blast. Dad had some of the greatest taste in music, right? Like everything
that helps. Yeah.
Oh yeah, big time. Like AC/DC all the time. As you know, stuff that's easy for a kid to sing along to. It was fun.
Nice. Was,
lots of good stuff.
And then picked up a guitar, or?
Actually, first it was a clarinet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
High school band was the clarinet. I still play to this day, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's sort of that selection of which one can you play? I tried a clarinet. It was, I couldn't make a sound on that. Or saxophone. I wanted to play saxophone. It's a sad day.
Yeah, those reeds are a little tough to push air through sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's situated properly, if you can, I guess. Hey?
Right.
good embouchure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you like playing better, the guitar or the clarinet?
Oh, out of all the instruments I've learned to play so far, definitely the guitar. Most versatile, for sure. As you know, you've seeing me at the open mics and stuff, I can make an acoustic sound pretty crazy. So,
yeah. So what kind of pedal is that? How do you make that sound?
How do I get that electric sound out of this acoustic on stage? Is I use a little Pock Rock effect pedal as just a multi-effect pedal thing. It's not even really a pedal. It's more like a belt clip-on. Just kind of has all these different settings and stuff, and just flip through them all.
Yeah, like the first time I heard it, I was like, wow, you've really made that acoustic electric. Yeah. And do you do that for the busking?
No, actually, I just, like I did here today, I pop out the pickup and
nice.
Just play acoustically.
So if you go see the Sea Bears at all, you may run into Tommy. Do you usually use Mr. Pink?
Oh, yeah. Always yeah. Mr. Pink out there.
So was Mr. Pink supposed to be pink? It was a salmon? Or yeah, is this a salmon?
It's more of a salmon. Yeah, definitely. at least that's what the little one says, right?
It was. But you intentionally went to get this guitar and then...
Thought it was red.
That's right. Yeah.
Thought it was red. That was awesome. I was like, oh yeah, guys, I'm going to go pick up a red guitar. No, it's pink.
Yeah, you know, the tones of online. It's like the gray blue dress, right?
Right.
Or is it gold? Right. Is it gold?
Right.
Yeah. This is definitely Mr. Pink.
Very much. Very much.
Do you want to do a song now or...
Yeah, let's knock off this first song here. Throw down Upside Down Neighbor. I'll give you a little rundown on background on that guy first. I'm sober 12 years this year.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. I know, right? So big milestone. I wrote this song mostly because I remember a lot of the fun times. Like a lot of the stories, they are fun these days to tell. Just really don't want to relive a lot of it. It's the hangovers especially, right? Like nobody likes that. Who likes a hangover? It's just the worst.
Yep. Alcohol's devil.
Oh, we'll get to him later. All right. And with that, we'll start off Upside Down Neighbor. Yeah.
Here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, I've been the upside down neighbor. I've been straight up passed out. Well, I've been the upside down neighbor. Well, I've been staring at you from the ground. I've done some stuff I wasn't proud of. I've parked on down the block. I've walked home, I've passed out on the lawn. And I think at least everyone's done that one. Upside down neighbor. Well, I've been straight up passed out. upside down, neighbor. Well, I've been staring at you from the ground. Can hold my head up high and be proud of how far I've come. Yeah, all those old stories, yeah, they're so much fun. And I'm pretty sure everybody's got at least one, right? Come sing with me. Upside down neighbor. Well, I've been straight up passed out. Well, I've been the upside down neighbor. Well, I've been staring at you from the ground. Well, I've been the upside down neighbor. I've been straight up passed out. I've been the upside down neighbor. Well, I could use your help up off the ground. Well, I've been the upside down neighbor. Well, I've been straight up passed out. I've been the upside down neighbor. Well, I could use your help up off that ground.
Hey, it's Tommy Cross here on CKW 95.9 FM tonight with his guitar and an album on the way. This new album, how long has it been in the works?
Oh, geez, the better part of almost 2 years now.
Yeah?
I went through a bit of a rough patch, so I went out and I started doing a bunch of busking. I was given the idea. Somebody had come across and handed me a card and was all, hey, I like what I'm hearing, you know, get in touch with me. I got in touch with them, and it just didn't seem to... Our two ideas just didn't seem to click as well as we had initially thought. So I just kept on going with what I could and landed up losing what I did have recorded initially and then started over again. And here I am now, almost 2 years later, with my own little studio set up and cool. Rocking away.
So is your studio name still a work in progress? It's on the down low?
It should be on the down low.
More exciting news to come for Tommy Cross.
Definitely is.
Yeah. It's nice. So The Devil May Care is the album.
It is.
Yeah. And 8 tracks, or is this just
This is just the acoustic set.
Okay.
These are the ones that can be done acoustically.
Nice.
The whole album, when you listen to it online, it's going to be all done electric.
Okay.
There's going to be no acoustic to it, even though that's how it was written.
Well, they say a good electric song should be able to be played by acoustic.
It definitely should be, right?
Yeah.
And well,
holds up across all formats then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you've seen me play live out at the open mics, you definitely know it does hold up against both. Most of these songs that you're going to hear today hold up with both.
While we're talking about open mics, we met at Caravan Open Mic Open Stage. Right now we're doing shows at the Cube every second Monday. That will be next Monday. So the 29th, we'll be back at the Cube. Signups at 6:30. There's the Tap House, Osborne Tap House, Tuesdays at 8.
Yeah.
And Shannon's Wednesday night, 10 p.m. That's a late one.
That is a late one. That's ones you're more likely to find me at than most of the other places. Actually, Shannon's is a great place. What can I say? Very welcoming crowd. The staff there is amazing. Like we go way past midnight some nights there on Wednesday, and the staff are amazing, willing to stay and wait on us still.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go out and support some local venues, and maybe, take your guitar or, whatever you would like to do at the time. We have a little bit of everything at our open mic, you should come out and show us what you got. Because there's only a limited time at the Cube that we have. So we run until mid-September, and it's always a lovely evening, even if it rains. We'll be there, man. If it rains. Yeah.
Rain or shine, we're always there. It's, you know.
It started to get nice. Like the first few, I was like, oh, is it going to rain every time?
Right.
But yeah.
Those last couple have been really good. Like ridiculously warm, some of them.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. It gets that way.
Oh, yeah.
You have Party Last Night as the next track.
Oh, yeah. This one actually kind of accompanies along with Upside Down Neighbor. They're kind of like, I guess you could say they're like parent, co-parent songs. Mm-hmm. they're both basically about waking up the next day and realizing, oops. Party Last Night is definitely one of those oops songs. Yeah, definitely take you back if you've ever had those moments in time where you just don't remember what happened that night. Is alcohol sucks sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Moderation for everything, though.
So here is some Tommy Cross on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
All right, here we go. Gotta love capos.
Yeah.
There it is. Found the sweet spot. All right, let's go with that. Start that one here. Well, I woke up this morning two new stains on the table. Was it us from the coffees this morning? Or was it that party last night? I remember seeing you there, remember answering the door, but I really don't. No, I really don't remember anymore. This morning, two new burns on the floor. Was it us from the coffees this morning? Or was it that party last night? Yeah, I'm sure. I remember seeing you there, and I remember opening the door, but I really don't, no, I really don't remember anymore. Thank you.
this morning. Your pillow was still warm, but you were gone. What the hell happened at that party last night? I remember seeing you there, and I remember answering the door, but I really don't, no, I really don't remember anymore what was there to fight about. What was there to scream and shout? And I know when I get like that, babe, it was probably my fault anyway. So I'll apologize this time and every other time. Up this morning, two new stains on the table. Was it us from the coffees this morning, or was it that party last night?
Tommy Cross, everyone, and party last night. So you draw on a lot of lived experience then.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely had my time playing in thrash metal bands in the early 2000s and stuff like that. Is a lot of drinking days.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of, yeah, that late night. Well, and you usually get paid with beer too
most of the time. Yeah, back then we did, playing at places like the zoo or, you know, basement, those yeah. places. For those that are familiar with basement.
So when did you start in bands? Like what was your first band?
The first band I was in was a thrash metal band. We painted our faces black and white, and we are it was probably 2001, so it was just before my second daughter was born. It's when I first started out in the music.
Yeah, when we had a lot of those seedier venues.
A lot of them.
They've closed a lot of the seediness down.
Yeah, they have. But doing that, they also took away a lot of the fun venues for local musicians, right?
So, do you want to do another one here before? Because we're approaching 11:30, if you can believe it.
Wow, already? Yeah. Okay. Let's.
I have Devil May Care on the list.
Yeah, you want to do title track next? Yeah. All right, let's roll the title track. And then, all right. There we are. All right, here it is, Devil May Care. I don't always sing in key.
thing I can tell you, it's a certainty. These words were thought out meticulously. And even if I don't got much time left, it's something that's always on my mind. Son of a bitch, the devil may care to take me next. Can't see where to put my foot next. All through the fog in my mind, it's so thick, feels like it's pouring out through my eyes. I ain't ready to give up, no. And even if I don't got much time left, it's something that's always on my mind. Son of a bitch, the devil may care to take me next. That easily, no. And even if I don't got much time left, it's something that's always on my mind. Son of a bitch, the devil may care to take me next.
Oh yeah. And if you've just tuned in, that's Tommy Cross here with Mr. Pink, the guitar. The Devil May Care is the new album. That was the title track. And I'm probably out this summer. But something that you do have out quite regularly now is your podcast, Unseen Talent Manitoba.
Yeah. I've going around. I figure, you know, I attend enough of the open mics and... We are in a city where it is, like, ridiculously talented. Like, the talent pool here is so deep. I'm actually shocked that there's not more scouts that show up here to look for talent, honestly. So I was figured, why not, right? Like, we have awesome shows like yours here that help out, too, right? As we're all kind of just helping each other in this community and bring musicians to light. I had a comic on the last actual episode. Took a week off because we were doing a little bit of work in the studio, getting some new sheets up and stuff like that, and new backdrops. Woohoo!
Nice. So everyone can see this on YouTube.
You bet.
And the episodes go live Sundays at noon.
Yep.
And again, Unseen Talents Manitoba is what you're looking for. How long is it? An hour long? Or?
They're about half hour long.
Can anyone, you can subscribe to these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so follow Unseen Talents Manitoba on YouTube and, be watching for it Sunday at noon. While we're doing some promotion here, it's time now for CKUW's event guide from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And something that Tommy has brought to our attention is the Acorn Family Place presents It's inaugural fashion show fundraiser, so you can come and support and celebrate as they share what Acorn Family Place brings to our community. So August 9th, 222 Furby Street. It's 6 p.m. doors and refreshments, 6:30 showtime. The ticket cost is $25. And you can purchase tickets by emailing manager of operations at acornfamilyplace.ca. Or you can just come down to the center, 222 Furby Street. It's the second floor, and they'll be around during office hours. So, yeah, you can buy a ticket there. And then Zephy, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they're really good for nonprofits.
Okay.
Yeah, they take as little of a cut as possible.
Awesome. And you can call 204-560-3144 for more information. And we'll talk about a little bit about it right now. You have created the backdrop, the soundtrack to this.
Yeah, I did. I dove into some electronica stuff, stuff I was toying with a lot here and there through my life and just never really jumped on it, right? And it's... it's always just stuff that's just for fun, you know, that high energy. But for this, it's going to be a little more mellower than that. It's more of it's actual like runway music. It's almost the entire sampling is done by myself. I've credited the appropriate people with the appropriate samplings. So.
So, yeah, this fashion show is going to be lit, and it's at 222 Furby Street. The showtime is 6:30. Tickets $25, as I mentioned. And go down to Acorn Family Place, 222 Furby, to get those tickets or visit them online. They would have a webpage, right?
They have a webpage, and you can find them on Facebook as well. Acorn Family Place.
So, do you know some of their offerings then? Like,
Yeah, I definitely do. Okay. I'm a very regular participant. I'm part of their community council. But yeah, they're basically a multi-service nonprofit. They have a clothing depot there, which is what the fashion show is being drawn attention to. Mm-hmm. It's a great like thing. Like, there's a playroom for children 0 to 6. Parents can come and put their kid in the playroom, go sit in the drop-in center that they have there, and drink a coffee or a tea. There's free computer usage. It's counselors you can go and talk to if you need. It's very, very well done.
It's an important resource. Yeah,
it is.
222 Furby Street, that is. So go check it out. That's part of this little community right here in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. And go out to the fashion show. It's for a good cause. And that's August 9th. And let's see. I'd also like to mention the Fringe is going on, and I just saw the Get Laid show at the Duke of Kent Legion, and V-Ron, shout out to V-Ron, so great, and you gotta go get laid, just for V, like, really, I could see it.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
There's a burning need to get someone laid this Fringe Fest. So, yeah, go see it. And, I'm going to more. I had Ruben Trudeau on a couple weeks ago in Ragtag Cabaret. That's at Venue 6. And then all the usual suspects, the touring Fringe people, Martin Dockery, Robert Gee. I'm very sad that Colin Mockery sold out so fast. And that there's no tickets at the door. Like, there used to be like a real Fringe spirit where you could only buy a certain percentage of number of tickets online, and then you'd have to go for lineup. And I understand lineups are not a thing anymore. I don't know. So don't line up for Colin Mockery because you won't get a ticket.
It's good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
That's a hot show. Like, he's super funny.
Yeah. Oh, and gem rolls, because I always like to talk about them. And I really do want to go to more shows. J.D. Renault, I am going to that one. And there is also Commando, the radio play. A lot of sound effects. And they've revisited that play from a few years ago. It was magnificent back then, I'm sure. Yeah, it's the same or better. Probably better, because, you know, things get better.
That's awesome. Love it.
Yeah, so check out The Fringe. And if you do have an event coming up, we would love to talk about it on air through the day. There's hosts here all the time. So all you have to do is add your event to the guide and we'll talk about it. So drop by CKUW, email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca with your one sheet. We'll punch some holes in it like I've done for the fundraiser for Acorn Family Place. Or you could call us 204-786-9782. So right now, it's my Tragically Hip segment. Songs the Tragically Hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And this one is off of We Are the Same, The Exact Feeling. Yeah. First track there on the second vinyl. Love this track. And here it is for you on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The exact feeling off of We Are the Same, great Tragically Hip song. Yeah, Tommy, you're into the hip too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was like the hip, right? Like classic Canadiana right there.
Yeah. But, so you also said when we were talking before, Headstones are a big influence.
Oh, yes. I've seen them at least a dozen times. I would love to go see them at the Burt Block party this year, but tickets just a little bit out of my range right now. So that's.
Yeah. 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 Well, there's always the open air concept, right?
Right. Yeah, that parkade's always a great place.
I've watched many a concert outside of stadium. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's good times. And now, to all you listeners out there, we have Tommy Cross in the studio with a guitar, and this guitar is. Stickered to the extreme and the aptly named Mr. Pink.
Very much so.
And Would You Lie is the next track off of The Devil May Care.
Yeah.
We're going to touch on. So, what is this track?
This track is was a song that I just kind of... was just tooling around with some different stuff, and I ended up just showing up on it and stumbling around playing with some notes and chords, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it just kind of happened that way and was right on like that. It was just perfect, right? The chords came. I was like, oh, well, maybe not full chords. Maybe I'll just use some notes, and then, yeah, somebody fed a line to me from... Among Us. I'll throw that one to my kids. They absolutely amazing there. They were, oh, can you write a song around this concept, Daddy? And so I thought about it and let it sit and stew, and the chords happened first, and then they gave this line, and I was like, yes, it fits.
Yeah, you gotta have a good line,
right?
Yeah. Huh? So here is Would You Lie on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Baby, would you lie to me? Broken, baby. I ain't so blind I can't see. Well, I didn't want to see, but my past made me feel free. I thought it was safe to give in. You thought I wouldn't notice, but I did. Baby, I ain't so blind I can't see. Baby, why would you lie to me? I ain't so broken, baby. I'm not so blind I can't see. Thank you. I found out. And in her eyes, it made me feel alive. I felt so blind to all the signs. You motherfucking thought I wouldn't notice, but I did. Baby, why would you lie to me? I may be broken, baby. I ain't so blind I can't see. I may be broken, baby. I ain't so blind I can't see. Baby, why would you lie to me? I may be broken, baby. I ain't so blind I can't see. Baby, why would you lie to me?
So some friendly help from your children.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a lot of inspiration from the young?
Some of the songs, yes. We definitely won't be getting to any of the other ones tonight, for sure. We're just going to roll along. Definitely some of the better stuff I've written comes probably from definitely the loving people in my life, like my children, my partner, does a super supportive of everything I do.
Give some shout outs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, she loves that when I do that. Yeah, she.
And another place where you can find Tommy Cross is on the podcast where your host, Unseen Talents Manitoba, on YouTube Sundays at noon. Subscribe.
Yes, please do.
And do you have a guest lineup that people can know, or who have you talked to so far?
So far this season, everybody that I had lined up. Out of everybody I had lined up this season so far, I only had two people show up. Oh, yeah. Everybody else is canceled on me. So I'm just kind of floating in limbo and just picking people up as I come across them.
Nice.
If I see you out in the street and you happen to have a guitar in your hand or you're telling some jokes or something, I might just ask if you want to be on a podcast. You never know.
So that is Unseen Talents Manitoba, just a new podcast here on YouTube Sundays at noon. Do you want to go into this next song? I have Home to You.
Home to You, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do Darkened Garden instead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. What is it about Darkened Garden that you prefer?
I think maybe just a slight simplicity on it. It's more... it's definitely not what most people are used to hearing out of me.
Okay.
Especially when playing my guitar. A lot of punk sounds, right? So it's... this one's a little more leaning into the bluesy tones. Sitting on that E a lot.
Okay. So here is Darkened Garden off of the upcoming album, The Devil May Care, from Tommy Cross, here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
sitting around here. Had I known I could be getting going I could get down if I give the love I got. If I could, I would spread my wings and I would fly till I can't no more. Then I'd spread my wings and I'd provide the shade for those who mean the most to me. As I enter a darkened garden, I'm greeted by ghosts from the past. They walk with me, they talk with me, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Passing by an empty stream, children laughing, not but in my head. All I can do is not go mad. Is sing these songs as I enter the darkened garden. I'm greeted by ghosts from the past.
Darkened Garden off of The Devil May Care, an upcoming album by Tommy Cross. And Tommy Cross is sitting across from me playing these live. And you can also see Tommy Cross play these live, sort of the unofficial Sea Bears outdoor busker, or making it official anyways.
Yeah.
What do you say is maybe the number one song that you like to do for your busk?
Oh man. Actually it's not even one of my own. Surprisingly, I land up playing a lot of Nickelback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly, like some of the older stuff, right? Off like their first album is probably where most people in Winnipeg like the music from. I know they get a lot of hate, but it's, like, I've grown to love them over the years. Like, it's just great, right? Like, people just love to hate them, and they are talented. They are. But yeah, as Leader of Men is definitely one that I play a lot of out there.
What's the biggest moneymaker?
The biggest moneymaker,
yeah,
actually is one of my own, and that's Devil May Care.
Nice.
Everybody just loves that son of a bitch.
yeah, it's a good one. And thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We'll just plug the Acorn Family Place again.
Yeah.
So that's a talent show, not talent show, fashion show.
Yeah.
On August 9th. And Tommy will be doing the music for the runway. A nice little electronic vibe to support and celebrate sharing what Acorn Family Place brings to our community. So that is, there's a playroom for kids up to six, where you can get some coffee and tea and just relax, use of the computers. This is the inaugural fashion show fundraiser, August 9th. The building is 222 Furby Street, doors at 6 with refreshments, and the show starts at 6:30. Cost is $25. If you want more information, call 204-560-3144, or you can go to 222 Furby Street during operational hours and purchase a ticket there. And go check out the fashion show and support a good cause. That's August 9th.
Yeah. And as for that, with them, I'd also like to address the fact that their men's donation bins are fairly empty. Men's clothing is something that is not second-handed a lot, I've noticed. And they really don't have a lot. So if you have extras, by all means, bring them by.
Sweet. So, drop them off at 222 Furby Street. Do you have one more for us, Tommy?
I could definitely pull out one more.
What would you like to play to end the night? And by the way, overachiever here, two in a row. I had Tropicalista last week, and now Tommy Cross playing all their own tracks.
Oh, man. He's good, right?
He
is.
Yeah.
I love his vibe. It's all awesome. Let's close out with one of my cover songs. One that I've conquered the mountain at Caravan with, actually. One that kind of shocked myself that I couldn't play a cover song there for so long, and then I just did, right?
So who is this?
This is going to be Leader of Men.
Okay.
Nickelback.
So we're going to end the night off with that. Make sure to stay tuned to Alan Campbell coming up next with 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music on Night Danger Radio. Is it a Friends special, Alan?
It's a Rami Mays.
Oh, Rami Mays special. Ooh. So, make sure that you keep your radio tuned in to CKUW. You don't have to do anything. Just keep driving around. You can listen to podcasts, ckuw.ca. The archives are there, and this has been Listening Pleasures. This episode will be up in about 10-15 minutes, and catch all of your favorite CKUW shows. Never miss them again. We've been spending some time with Tommy Cross here. Make sure that you check out the Unseen Thing, Unseen Talents Manitoba YouTube channel, and the Acorn Family Place fundraiser, some open mics in the city, because that's a lot of fun. Come to listen or come to contribute. All is welcome, and we are going to hear a cover of Nickelback's Leader of Men here by Tommy Cross. Good night. Good morning.
Tell your friends not to think aloud until it's swallowed, or whisper things into my